Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bez Hashem, personality types, shiur number 28. We are talking about the 16 personality types, and today we're going to do the last of the ST group, which is ESTJ. E is introvert, extroverted. S is sensing, down to earth. T is logical. And J is judging. ESTJs are the organized administrator. They are the executive. They're very aware of their external environment. With neatness, cleanliness, order, that's their J. Like other SJs, they're very matter-of-fact, practical, retentive to factual ideas. Like other S's, they're intolerant of complexity. They dislike intangible things. They don't like the world of intangibility. It ruins their sense of security. It affects them. They like down-to-earth things like traditions, rituals, routines. That's the S and J of them. They're pillars of strength. They're excellent at organizing. In procedures, it's crucial for them that things are done correctly, and become impatient when it's not carried out with the proper detail. That's the J aspect. They're comfortable at evaluating others, writing reports on them, judging them. That's the J aspects. They're interested more in the mechanics and processes of things rather than principles and theories. That's the S in them. They have that J loyalty to family members, to institutions, to their work. They're punctual, generally speaking. Expect others to be punctual as well. They enjoy holidays and functions. They're outgoing, but they lack that F responsiveness. They may not always be willing to listen to other person's point of view or their emotions, especially if they're in a position of authority. And it's difficult often for ESTJs to be open and responsive to those that are dependent on them, whether they're children, their spouses, and employees. They need to work on that. They're comfortable with their established traditional way of doing things, and that's their J thing, and they are dependable, consistent in that way. ESTJs perceive the world as is, sensing, translating their perceptions in an objective way. That's the thinking. They have a driving need to impose their judgments on the world around them with structure, with schedule, with order. They're life's administrators, basically. It is as natural and inborn for ESTJ to manage as it's for fish to swim. They're grounded, they're organized, they're exacting, they're socially very advanced, they're gregarious, they're academically capable, they're appropriate, they're seen by others as very dependable and practical, and they're seen by others they could get the job done, whatever the job may be. It's easy for an ESTJ to end up in the top positions of an organization. They have inherent administrative skills that make the family, the neighborhood, the shul, all to be able to manage in a real powerful, good way. They could have a sense of humor, and they could go to parties. They could be very, very charming, but they have that tougher, objective aspect to them. ESTJ males are more very masculine type. They're very outgoing, assertive, firm-minded, decisive. ESTJ female, again, is not the stereotypical female. And so they have to work on this. They have this sort of mixed messages of in their personality to be tough and assertive and firm-minded and decisive. And their feminine role traditionally is to be softer and passive and gentle-hearted and adaptive. So they have to work through that balance. They can't change the personality overall, and a husband that's married to an ESTJ wife needs to understand that, but there needs to be a certain balance there. ESTJs are comfortable taking charge. They're decisive. They're opinionated. ESTJs and ISTJs would like to surround themselves with yes people. They'll deny it often, but they like people to conform. They have sharply defined roles. As a father and as a provider, as a children to obey. They have the roles as mother, as father, as friend. They stick to the structure of their roles. Home and parenting and children and all these things are important to ESTJ's life. And their living style is very controlled, is very organized. Hard work, tight schedules, merit-based rewards. You know, fun and relaxation and free time are scheduled according to how well you adhere to the standard. So they have difficulty with the vacation aspect of it often. you know. But good work, if they work hard, then they'll reward themselves and they will engage in those type of things. As children, ESTJs are more socially active. They take charge. They're welcomed more, this type of behavior, than boys more than girls. But ESTJ girls play it just as readily. You know, they hear all the time, ESTJ girls, little girls don't behave that way, or females don't behave that way, but ESTJ is not a typical female, not the stereotypical female, and we need to honor that in a very, very positive way. They are very academically adept. Family events is a ritual for them, is a symbol for them. ESTJs, both children and adults, look forward to birthdays and reunions and special days of the year. They have a slogan, basically. The idea is, don't fix it when it's not broken. And anything you do is worth doing very, very well. These type of statements is what drives an ESTJ in their hashkafa, in their worldview. They're fiercely loyal. They're extremely compulsive. They work up their administrative ladder in any organization. They could venture in many, many areas, take charge in those areas. They're very conscious of the chain of command and system. They value system. They value loyalty. Hard work carries an ESTJ through their life. Rewards, degrees, certificates, status is often important to them. So the idea, though, is very often, if they're healthy, they lead by a healthy, healthy example. Why? Because they want to earn it. They want to earn it. They're dedicated individuals. They pride themselves on always finishing what they start. They're reliable. They're trustworthy. They don't work alone. They are ease, and they work together with people, with their partners, with coworkers. And if there is, however, incompetency or laziness or dishonesty, they will show their disappointment. They could have that reputation of being inflexible, maybe because of their T, their strong thinking side, and their strong J, their judging side. They could be arbitrarily stubborn, but sometimes they could be stubborn in a healthy way. They feel responsibility. One of the greatest challenges, main challenges for ESTJ, is to recognize that not everyone follows the same path as they do. If you're a true leader, you recognize other individuals and their other abilities. So to summarize briefly, the strengths and weaknesses of an ESTJ, the strengths are they're very, very dedicated. Tasks are not just abandoned because it's difficult or boring. They don't cut corners. They don't shirk responsibility. If they're a spouse, a loving spouse, they're dedicated. They stick with their spouse through thin and thin. They strive for perfection. They strive for good things. They're very strong-willed. They don't give up on their beliefs. They defend their ideas. They defend their principles. If they're proven clearly and conclusively wrong, they will shift. But until then, they will be strong. They're very direct. They're very honest. They're straightforward. They're loyal. They're patient. They're reliable. They're stable in a very, very good way. Their word is the word. They keep their word. They're very responsible members of their families, of their companies, of their communities. They enjoy creating order. They don't like chaos. They create rules. They recreate structures. They're excellent organizers of kahilas. They're excellent organizers. And they can become very, very confident leaders. The weaknesses of an ESTJ, they could become inflexible and stubborn. They could be uncomfortable with change because they're very strong with tradition. So very often they need to adapt and they have difficulty adapting. They can be judgmental because they have strong convictions about what is right and what is wrong, what's socially acceptable, what isn't. And their compulsion to create order extends to everything and everyone. And sometimes they will ignore that there's more than one right way. And as a spouse also, you have to be careful in marriage to avoid that. Some are too focused on social statuses because they pride themselves in the respect that they have from their friends and from their colleagues and from their community. And they are concerned, whether they want to admit it or not, they're concerned about public opinion. They have difficulty relaxing. They have difficulty expressing emotions very often. People with an ISTJ personality type get so caught up with facts and they forget what makes people happy and they forget to express emotions. They forget to express empathy or to, let's say, you know, they're on a trip. They're going on a family trip. ESTJ will find it hard to get into their brain, hey, it's a beautiful day out there and this beautiful scenic route. Let's just pull over and enjoy the scenery and take them out. They're not spontaneous that way, you know, so they have to really work on it. They don't want to hurt their loved ones by rejecting notions that they don't like in an unhealthy way. They have to be very, very careful with that. In romantic relationships, in the husband and wife relationships, yes, they are honest and straightforward, but I'll show them they really need to work on being more sensitive in that. The stable relationship, they love, they really do love, and they put an effort in that love. They feel strongly, they feel committed to it, but again, they're not so spontaneous. They're not unpredictable. They don't just stop and have fun. They have to work on that to balance it, especially if a spouse needs that. You know, these are very, very important points in friendships as well. To develop friendship, they need that adaptability. Their friendships are very valuable. It creates a stability for their very loyal friends. But again, they're outgoing, they're enthusiastic, and so on and so forth. They seek strong friendships that are based on loyalty, based on trust. They're active and quick-minded, and it really, really is healthy to develop friendships. But we always talk about developing these friendships with all different types of people to get a healthy balance with all of that. With parenting, they have to make sure that they're not so inflexible, you know, as they educate children to develop a flexibility and understanding and patience. When they're dealing with children's rebellious streaks or the different personalities, they need to understand it. There's a foundation of honesty there. There's a consistency. There's a direct honesty that ESTJs have that is very worthwhile exploring and enhancing and developing. They are in the career-oriented aspects. They like the stability, the security. They run large companies very often. They have a sense of loyalty. You know, they could stay with one employer for a very long time or business a very long time. They are very good in law enforcement, in military services, in hospitals, in legal forms, long years of service. They're very extremely well, extremely effective, good effective managers. They have the ability to navigate projects that require patience and meticulousness, and they value hard work. They value very much hard work. And again, they have to, in a family setting, need to be relaxed about that. They show in the workforce, clear and consistent tendencies. They don't cut corners. They don't shirk responsibilities. So there's a lot to talk about over here with them as well. So the key, again, is that every personality has their milus and chesroinos, can be channeled the right way. The ESTJ is a more practical person, a more strong-willed person. They're very good with their reliability, administrative skills, and creating and maintaining a secure and stable environment for themselves, for their loved ones. But don't get just tripped up on the rational and practical approaches. You need also to be able to learn how to relax, especially with one's own spouse, and to improvise and to be more flexible and develop those weaker aspects of traits, which we talked about all along. It's very important to integrate even your weaker points and to make it a harmonious whole with your whole personality. Bracha v'atzlacha.